USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Friday, the special counsel overseeing the prosecution of former President Trump for alleged election crimes faced a setback. The Supreme Court, at least for the time being, has decided not to consider a case regarding whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes during his presidency. The High Court rejected a request from federal prosecutor Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings related to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court order suggests an increasing likelihood that Trump's federal trial may not conclude before the 2024 election. President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. Additionally, President Biden will issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under the federal and D.C. law. You better take care of your heart between now and New Year's.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. I'm John Schaefer.
Toyota Motor Company said earlier this week that it is recalling 1 million vehicles over an airbag defect that could cause them not to deploy. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles with model years from 2020 to 2022. The vehicles being recalled reportedly have sensors that were manufactured improperly. Dealers will inspect these sensors and replace them if necessary at no cost to the owners. Toyota will notify customers by mid-February if their car is included in the recall. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
According to a report from the National Real Estate Company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This marks a decrease from the previous year when 20% of the listed homes were considered affordable. The study examined listings in the top 97 metropolitan areas of the country. This is known as Super Saturday, and over 140 million individuals are anticipated to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget. No.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
The National Retail Federation says 37% of Super Saturday shoppers plan to finalize their online purchases and venture to physical stores to ensure timely delivery of their gifts under the tree. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic. The FDA has seized thousands of units of the product recently as the agency advises wholesalers, pharmacies, and patients to check the product they have to make sure it's not counterfeit. The FDA and Ozempic manufacturer Novo Nordisk say they are testing seized products for information about identity, quality, and safety. More information and instructions on how you can identify a counterfeit product can be found on the FDA's website. The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday was such a huge success on Netflix that now that spinoff has its own spinoff. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's in the early development stages, and this series will focus on Uncle Fester, played by Fred Armisen. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.